Hi, my name is Ted, and I'm a recovering fitness addict. That's right. In this week of Legendary Life, we are going to get into the 7 ways to fit health and fitness into your routine, no matter how busy you are. And I'm your host, Ted Rice. We're back with this great episode. And as I said in the beginning, I am a recovering fitness junkie. If you've been listening to Legendary Life for a while, then you know that fitness is how I overcame some terrible personal tragedies and got my life back. It also gave me the opportunity to help others to change their health, their body, and their lives. I was so passionate about it that I spent hours in the gym almost every single day. Sure, some of that time was spent training clients, but before and after training my clients, I would work out myself, sometimes 2 times a day. In fact, I even did this ridiculous 9-hour workout in the gym, trying to increase the size of my arms in one day. And I even linked to it in the blog post that I'm doing as a supplement to this episode, just to let you know that it's for real. What I'm telling you is for real. And by the way, it didn't work, but I wanted to share the link so you didn't know that I was bullshitting you. That was the freedom I had in those days. Can you relate to that? I was in my early 20s, and my biggest concern was whether I was eating enough protein and whether I was getting the attention of the beautiful women that I saw around Miami Beach. However, I started to realize that spending all my time working out and chasing women in the clubs wasn't leading to the type of career success that I wanted. That's when I knew I had to take a different approach. You probably heard me say that I train CEOs of multi-million dollar companies and other busy professionals, and that's true. What is also true is that I've learned as much from these individuals about what creates a successful business as they have for me about health and fitness. The talks I've had with my clients in between sets have been priceless. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest lessons I learned was that it takes as much time and effort to build a successful business as it takes to build a successful physique. That's when I started to restructure my workouts to become more efficient with my time. After all, there is an opportunity cost for everything that we do. So we need to make sure the cost is worth it. And in case you've never heard of that idea, opportunity cost, it simply means for every thing that we pursue, there is a cost to it. Other opportunities are going to have to be set to the side for you to pursue this one thing. And that goes with business. It also goes with leisure time as well. And it's a concept from economics, and probably for as much as an erudite when it comes to health and fitness, I really sucked in most of the other subjects that weren't science or math related. In economics, I got crushed in, but it was one of the few classes I just had to drop. I was going to fail it or get a D. But that's the one thing I remember is opportunity cost. And it helped me be more efficient with the decisions that I made for myself. It also helped that I wasn't allowed to work out in my client's gym anymore because of an argument that another trainer got into with a resident. I've told that story before here at the Continuum in Miami Beach, multi-million dollar property. You can get a crappy studio apartment if they even have those there. And it'll start at $1 million. And they go up to 20, 30, 40, 50 million. People bang down the walls and put places together. So that's the type of property it is. And one of the trainers got into it with one of the residents, which happens sometimes, right? Too much ego going around in Miami Beach. So they banned all the trainers from working out there. And not too long after that, I was also in a car accident. I've mentioned that before. I have 3 herniated discs in my neck. So even if I could have been able to work out, and I just, even if I did have the ability to go to the gym and work out, I couldn't do heavy deadlifts and squats, putting that big bar on my neck and deadlifts. It was just out of the question. I tried it a little bit, and I started to notice the numbness and tingling in my arm got bad pretty quickly. And that's when I decided to only do workouts at home. I was determined to get myself back from this injury and also get myself back in shape again to where I don't have to tell people, yeah, I know I look like crap, but it's because I had this accident and got an injury. I was determined to not let that be the story. And I was determined to do it all from the comfort of my own home with minimal equipment. And since then, I've been able to build back my strength and muscle with the help of about a year of physical therapy on my neck and getting decompression on my neck and active release techniques and laser and all these other techniques that they used. And today I want to share with you how I coach people who don't have the time to drive to and from the gym, but still want to get in great shape, whether you have an injury or not. In fact, this is what I do with my online fitness coaching program. I have members fill out the questionnaire and I match or modify a workout to their goals and their time frame for exercise. In fact, I want to share with you a couple of the testimonials. We're in our fifth week of CEO Strength as I do this episode. And Lisa, who joined up recently, actually, she's in a few weeks in. She's down 6 pounds. And she says, hey, Ted, just wanted to give you a progress update to start week two. Actually, she's in the week two. Since 7/11, so July 11th, she's down 6 pounds. She also said, I also did not need a cup of coffee this morning. I felt pretty alert, even though I didn't have the best night of sleep. I did start week two's workout yesterday. Oh, and she said something else that I didn't have quite the right workout for her because I've continued to modify the programs for some people based on the feedback I've been getting. That's why it's called the beta version, right? And that's why it's 50% off now. So Goyo, also a shout out to Goyo, our client in France. He's noticing that his muscles are beginning to show. He said that concerning the end result, by the way, I have a very easy way to see if my body changes. And I am already amazed that yes, I think it is because I'm small and lean and I have my shirts for work done at my size by a tailor. If I cannot wear them anymore in some months, then the answer will be here, though this will not be good news for my budget. So funny you say that. He says that because that's what I tell my clients. It's like, you think you're just paying me to train you, but it's my goal to cost you even more money by having you, for the men anyway, not the women, by the way. But I want your tailor to make more money because you'll have to redo your clothes. And that is a positive investment, by the way. So not bad for only 5 weeks into the program. Goyo has been with us since week one. And Lisa is part of group two. And we'll be launching group three in August. And I'll let you know about that. And eventually we're going to do the big launch. And then it's going to be a very different situation. So if you want in now, you know where to go, legendarylifepodcast.com. So in this episode, you're about to learn my top 7 strategies to get fit in 30 minutes a day or less, even if you're super busy. And if you want extra training, I will be doing a webinar. No, I'm not doing a webinar. Sorry. I already did the webinar. This will actually be a series of 20-minute videos because I know the webinar was like 90 minutes long with the Q&A and some of you watched it and benefited from the information. Some of you probably looked at that 90-minute time and like, I don't think so, man. I like you, Ted, but I hear you on the podcast. I don't need you for 90 minutes talking to me about stuff in a slide presentation. Sounds like work. So I listen. So we're putting together a video training, 20 minutes each. I want to make this easy, and I want to give you some awesome information. So make sure you go to legendarylifepodcast.com. Look at the top bar, and that will that's where you'll be signing up to get the webinar. It's going to be a series of videos that are 20 minutes each max, and it'll go through a lot of the same things that the webinar went through. And man, and you know, I'm just trying different things, not only to improve the business, but also to help you and give you more information. So let's get into my top strategies now. Number one, work out at home. There's no need to drive 30 minutes to the gym, work out for an hour, then spend 30 minutes driving back, because it's not just driving, right? It's, you got to find a parking space, unless you live in a less congested part of town. And that's 2 hours of your time just to get an hour-long workout. And that's not even including the time it takes to eat, shower, and get dressed, does it? Even if you make a protein shake. Of course, you'll have to learn effective bodyweight exercises, because you can get really poor results from bodyweight exercise if you don't know how to structure your workouts, if you don't know the right exercises to do. And you'll have to pay to invest in some equipment for optimal results. But that's a small price to pay for the time that you'll get back in return. And you'll be on the road less often. I don't know about you, but if you live in a city like Miami Beach, like I do, with a lot of congested traffic, I mean, there are times here when I won't drive anywhere. Like this Friday is going to be, what is it called? I forget what it is. It's critical mass. So there's like 1,000 or 5,000. I don't know how many people on bikes there are, but people get stuck in traffic while the bikes ride through the streets, and you see people going insane. And I got stuck in it one time. And actually, you know, I'm not the type of person to sit there and go insane, at least not these days, right? In my old age, you know, I've gotten wiser. I turned around and went, I took Giselle out to eat, and then came back when the traffic was gone, the bike traffic. But if you live in a city like that, what are you doing stressing yourself out more just so you can get a workout in the gym? Working out at home is my single most effective tip I can give you for cutting your workout time to an absolute minimum. The second thing is keep workouts to 30 minutes or less. You will most likely get better and faster results with longer workouts. Let's be real here. But it isn't necessary, especially if you don't have an hour or more to work out because of your busy schedule. You can keep your workouts to 30 minutes or less, and you may just be more likely to stick with them, especially if you're one of those time-conscious people. And if you're not either, if you don't have a lot of transformation to make in your body, or if you're not particularly ambitious with your physique goals, then 30 minutes may be perfect. Giselle doesn't work out for more than 30 minutes. She's too busy for that, and she doesn't really need to. She'll turn into one of those girls that, you know, she'll lose too much body fat. She'll put on too much muscle. She won't look feminine. And that's not her goal, right? So anyway, the question becomes, what should I do to get an effective workout in a 30-minute time frame? And that's what we're going to discuss next. Two very effective methods for getting the most bang for your buck with short workouts. And you'll have two methods to choose from, and I've written a sample workout for each. So number three, use time-efficient workout methods. Now I want to go over my two favorite methods for getting in shape in 30 minutes or less. I've even modified these workouts to fit the home-based bodyweight model I've proposed to you, because you could do these workouts in the gym as well. The only piece of equipment you'll need to do the home bodyweight workouts is a pair of gymnastic rings and a place to hang them. By the way, I also recommend a pull-up bar, a dip station, and a weight vest to spice up your home bodyweight workouts as you get stronger. But let's get to the methods. Number one, circuit training. I know I've mentioned circuit training before, but in case you don't remember the definition, or you just, you know, don't read the fitness literature that I do, or you haven't picked up a Men's Health or Shape magazine in a while, circuit training is just simply putting together a series of exercises and performing them without rest until you get to the end. And I've made a sample home-based circuit routine that requires minimal equipment. In fact, you'll only need rings, gymnastic rings to do these. So exercise one is ring rows. Number two is push-ups. Number three is reverse lunges. Number four is V crunches. Number five is side plank holds. So you do 15 reps of each exercise. So 15 reps of ring rows, 15 reps of push-ups, 15 reps of reverse lunges, 15 reps of V crunches, and then you do side plank holds for 30 seconds each side. After that, you rest for 2 to 3 minutes. And that's one circuit. How many times will you repeat that? You could repeat it. I'm going to throw out the number 3 to 5 times. And that'll, if you do that 5 times with the rest included, it'll probably take you in between close to 30 minutes to do that. However, I want to say this. For those of you who are in better shape, you could repeat that for 45 minutes or for an hour. If that's the time you had, and you'd probably get into pretty damn good shape doing that. Okay. Of course, there's not a lot of strength training going on, but because of the high volume, you'll see a difference in your body. And how many times a week should you do that? 3 times a week is what I'm recommending for the best results. You don't want to do that more. And I wouldn't recommend 1 or 2 times a week. And by the way, if you go to the show notes for this episode, you will see the workout there in case you don't understand, in case you missed one of the exercises or anything like that. Now let's move on to the second. The second is density training. And density training is an effective method developed by my friend and strength coach, Charles Staley. It's an interesting way of structuring your workouts to get a lot done in a specific amount of time. For example, let's say you have 30 minutes 3 times a week to work out, and you want to spend those 30 minutes wisely to get the most benefit from your exercise routine. And by the way, this is different than circuit training. Because you'll have less rest between exercises, it will be a much stronger stimulus. Because of that reason. And density training is fairly straightforward. There are many ways to do it, but I'm going to give you a variation based on what I'm talking about here. Minimal equipment, home workouts. In fact, I'm going to use the same exercises from the circuit training routine, but we're going to structure them differently. We're going to structure them in density training as a density training method. So here are the rules for density training for this variation. Each workout consists of 2 10-minute time frames separated by 3 to 5 minute rest period. In each 10-minute segment, you'll perform 2 exercises for a total of 4 exercises per workout. In each 10-minute segment, the 2 exercises are performed in alternating fashion back and forth until your 10 minutes are up. Take 5 minutes to warm up your body beforehand to prepare for that workout, though. So here's a sample density training workout using the exercises from the circuit training routine as well as that 20-minute time frame, right? So the first 5 minutes, you would warm up. And then you would set your timer for 10 minutes. And the first 2 exercises are push-ups and reverse lunges. So you'd start your timer, you would do 10 push-ups, and then rest a few seconds. Then you would do 10 reverse lunges each leg and rest a few seconds. Then you go back to push-ups, and you would alternate as many times as you can for that 10 minutes. After the 10 minutes is over, you're going to rest, say 5 minutes okay? Because we're trying to adhere to that 30-minute time frame. So 5 minutes is spent warming up. 10 minutes is spent with the first segment. You're going to rest 5 minutes again. And then now you're going to do your second 10-minute segment. And now we're going to do ring rows for 10 reps and V crunches for 10 reps. So we're doing a pulling exercise, a row exercise with the rings, and then using V crunches as our abdominal exercise. So what would happen now? You would do, you would set your timer for 10 minutes. You would do 10 ring rows, then 10 V crunches, and you would alternate back and forth for the entire 10 minutes. Sounds brutal, right? And that's a 20-minute workout. It will take you a total of 30 minutes, including the 5-minute warm-up and the 3 to 5 minute break in between the 10-minute segments. So let's get into a couple of tips for doing density training properly. And the first part is you got to warm up. I'm going to say that again. Make sure you warm up. Then you set your timer for 10 minutes. And then you start your workout by alternating between each exercise. And it's very important, don't go to failure early in the 10-minute time frame. Take your time to start getting a gauge on how much rest you need to keep up a pace for the 10 minutes. Because what you don't want to happen is you're like, okay, 10 pushups. Okay, 10 reverse lunges each leg. Okay, back to 10 pushups. You keep that up for 3 minutes. You're out of breath. Your heart's pounding. And you've got to take a rest. Not good. That's not what we want here. So what you're going to have to do is take your time and gauge how much rest you need in between sets to keep up the pace. And here's another important tip. As you begin to fatigue, drop the number of reps in each set as necessary to continue exercising for the entire 10-minute time frame. So let's say you're six minutes into it, and to go do 10 push-ups again, you know you're going to get to failure by 8 because you've already done like 100 push-ups, right? Or something like that. What you're going to do is you're going to drop your push-ups to say 6 or 7. And if you need to drop the reps on the lunges, you do that as well. And the goal is to keep going. And the way you keep going is not by going crazy. Keep pushing until you have a heart attack. Okay. It's to pace yourself. Okay. Pace yourself. In fact, you could wear a heart rate monitor and make sure that if you're starting to get into the 160s or 170s, that you start to slow down. And by the way, if you start to get dizzy, slow down. If your vision just starts to come in and you feel like you're about to black out, then stop. Okay, if you feel pain, stop. Density training is way harder than the circuit training routine that I mentioned. So also, the last rule is when your timer hits 10 minutes, stop immediately. Okay, and so that's how you do that. And again, all this is going to be up on the show notes for this page. So let's get in. We've gone into three, right? We've already covered workout at home. There's no reason to go to a gym unless you just need to be there for whatever reason. 2, keep workouts to 30 minutes or less. 3, use time-efficient workout methods like circuit training and density training. 4 is eat well, sleep well, and manage your stress. And I'm not going to go into too much detail. You know I talk about this all the time. And if you're newer to the podcast, make sure to learn how to optimize your nutrition. Read my article, The Ultimate Diet for Building Muscle and Improving Health. Just go to legendarylifepodcast.com. To learn how to sleep better, check out my episode on 5 Reasons Sleep Deprivation is Killing Your Success. And make sure you also check out my interviews with sleep expert Sean Stevenson, former Navy SEAL turned sleep doctor Kirk Parsley, and MIT neuroscientist Dr. Tara Swart, to learn more about the importance of sleep and how to get the best sleep possible. And if you want to learn how to manage your stress like a Zen Buddhist monk, listen to my episode 11 Ways to Relieve Stress that you can start today. All those will be in the show notes episodes as resources for you. Number five is make a schedule and commit to it. Now that you know how to get in shape in 30 minutes or less in the comfort of your own home, I want you to make a schedule and commit to it. If you're out of shape, start with the circuit training and do 2 to 3 sets. If you're in better shape and you really want a challenge, pick the density training and go for it. But whatever you do, make a schedule and commit to it. If you can only do 3 days, then commit to 3 days and put it in your calendar. If you can only commit to 2 days, then do 2 days and also put it in your calendar. In fact, I had someone from my online fitness coaching group who said, "Ted, I can't follow this workout. I've been telling myself since I got to go buy rings I'm just not going to do the workout." So what I said to him is, "No worries. Let's take all the excuses and obstacles out of your way." I took the workout that I had given him initially and I condensed it to 15 minutes and I took out the ring rows. Is that optimal? No. But you know what? For him, it's more important to get started exercising than it is to be on the best routine. So whatever you can do, make a schedule and commit to it. Number six, track your activity levels. It's not enough just to hit a few workouts a week. You must move more or risk the risk of certain diseases like obesity, arthritis, and more goes up. Cancer. I did a whole talk at Mount Sinai Cancer Center on the power of exercise for preventing cancer for recurring. I mean, we got it. And for exercise, they weren't talking about periodized programs with the progressive overload, all the sciencey crazy stuff I talk about. They were talking about like getting out and walking. It's that powerful. So get up and move more. And what we suggest to all our online fitness coaching group members is to purchase a wearable device like Fitbit to track their steps and make sure they're getting up and moving enough. And I want to recommend that to you as well. Too many people think that going to the gym 3 hours a week, 4 hours a week, 5 hours a week, that's all the movement that you need to do. It's not. You must get up from your chair regularly and find ways to get more activity in your daily life. Doing things like walking meetings. Yeah, don't take a meeting sitting down. Steve Jobs used to take everybody for a walk. You should do that too. Be like Steve. Or if it's a phone meeting, get outside and walk. Get on the treadmill and walk. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Play with your kids. How about that? Get them away from the video games and the social media, the Snapchat. Get them playing. And you can also get a virtual reality and set and have them start to play games on that. And you can do that as well. It sounds like a lot of fun, right? So let's go over number seven and then we're going to wrap things up. Choose something over nothing. At the end of the day, it's not about following the perfect routine. It's about what you can commit to. Consistency is the number one rule here. So many people are under the false assumption that if they don't put on their exercise clothes and matching sneakers to hit the gym for an hour, that it's not even worth doing. This line of thinking couldn't be further from the truth. You can make progress by working out for 5 minutes a day. It won't be optimal, but it's enough to help you build the habit. And that's what matters most. Building the habit of exercising consistently, whether it's for 5, 15, 20, 30, 60 minutes, it doesn't matter. Be consistent and you are winning. So make the choice to do something over nothing. You just might find that this small step will lead to a monumental change in your health, your body, and your life. That's all I've got for today. Make sure you join me on the video trainings. Go to legendarylifepodcast.com and sign up. At the very top of the website, you'll see the place to sign up. Also, if you want into the group, the online fitness coaching group, it will be launching in August sometime. Go ahead and click on the coaching tab or go to legendarylifepodcast.com/coaching and sign up there. So now you have it. No excuses. 7 ways to fit health and fitness into your routine, no matter how busy you are. Don't just listen. Don't just nod your head in agreement. Get out there, put it into action, and do it.